Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third-row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
America Recovers is our podcast to help our listeners embrace change in their lives. So if you have a true emergency or need immediate attention, call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
I was addicted to alcohol and meth and had an eating disorder before I found recovery 18 years ago.
My thing was cocaine, booze, and opiates. Now I have multiple years of recovery.
My name is Brad Lamb. I created a new style of intervention to get people into treatment voluntarily. I'm the founder of Breathe Life Healing Center and a six-time author.
I'm Mackenzie Phillips, and I'm an actress, a best-selling author, and I'm also the program director at Breathe.
We're co-workers, and now we're co-hosts.
Helping those afflicted, addicted, or affected, one podcast at a time.
This is America Recovers. Good day, listeners, and good day to you, Mackenzie.
Hey there, Brad.
Oh my God, it's so good to see you, Mac. And I'm in an especially good mood today because one of my favorite people on the planet is joining us for this episode of America Recovers. She's collaborated on a book with Dr. Bruce Perry. It's called What Happened to You? Conversations on Trauma, Resilience, and Healing. Oprah Winfrey, welcome to America Recovers. You're on with Mac and me.
Well, hey, Mac.
Hey, Oprah.
I'm happy to. This is my favorite subject these days, and thank you for helping me to broadcast and illuminate it.
Well, it's certainly been something that we've talked about for years as we work with people who are traumatized. And it's so great that the language of and understanding of trauma is changing. And I walked into the clinic the other day and a patient was sitting in the lobby, Oprah, with the book on her lap. And I just smiled eyes met. And I said, it's pretty great, isn't it? Because it sure resonates with what we do here. How are you finding the book connecting?
Well, I find so many people have responded to it in a positive way. And now being able to ask themselves that question of what happened to me and peel back the layers for themselves and also look at family members, look at friends, look at other relationships with people who, for whom they have not understood why certain people behave the way they do, why there's this erratic behavior or outbursts or, you know, inability to respond to authority and all kinds of issues that get explained when you begin to probe that question as deeply as you can of what happened to you. So I'm seeing that response, and I'm also seeing the response to the Me You Can't See series on Apple TV Plus, where people feel that we have, through the multiple spectrum of stories of mental illness, identified what speaks to them in a language that they didn't even know was available. So I feel very, very pleased at the response. I was concerned in the beginning, Mac and Brad, about the book. I wanted to write the book and give my name and platform to it, because I think the work is so important. And so I was doing an interview with Dr. Bruce Perry about 3 years ago in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we were talking about an institution called St. A's, which takes in orphaned children, children with behavioral disorders, children who have been thrown out of foster care and so forth. And they use this trauma-informed care approach. And one of the things Dr. Perry said to me in that 60 Minutes interview that just gave me such a big aha about trauma, he said, oftentimes, so many children are thrown out of school, particularly young Black boys, because they are labeled with ADHD and then are considered behavioral problems, and they get the first suspension, the second suspension, third. Now they're expelled. Now they're out of school. They're roaming the streets. Then begins the spiral downward to some institution for, you know, taking care of bad boys. And what people should be asking is not what's wrong with these children, but what happened to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It brings to mind Gabor Mate, who says, don't ask why the addiction, ask why the pain. What happened to you that makes that your answer? You know, and Oprah, right. you've been working with Dr. Bruce Perry, you know, for years now. And I know that you say that he knows stuff about trauma that really nobody else really gets. And I'm kind of interested in what that is, but I'm also interested in, you know, I know you've sort of reframed your view on mental health and trauma and adverse childhood experiences in a way. And how does that change how you view your childhood experiences?
Well, asking this question of what happened to me, of what happened to you, and asking that of myself, Mac, has really opened up my view of what I thought I already knew about my life. And what I understand, what I come away from that opening is a sense of deep gratitude and appreciation for the journey. You know, there's a wonderful Black spiritual that says, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, for my journey now, for my journey now. Maya Angelou even named one of her poetry books, Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. And so it really affirmed the journey that I've been on, why I had the fears and anxieties at one point that I did. I didn't even know to call it an anxiety. So I tell the story about for years not being able to sleep well. And in 1988, I think it was, there was a school shooting in outside of Chicago in Lake Forest. And after that shooting, the principal said he was not going to put chains on the doors, as the parents were demanding that he chain the doors. And the principal said he wouldn't chain the doors because it would send the message to the students that they were not safe. And I was reading that in my car and started to cry and couldn't. I was like, whoa, that principal, how wise is that? And triggered a memory of me being under 6 years old, because I got sent away at six, in bed with my grandmother in rural Mississippi. And my grandfather coming into the bedroom at night and standing over the bed trying to strangle her. And because I slept with my grandmother, I felt her fear, and she pushed him off of her and managed to call down the road to this gentleman who lived down the road that we call Cousin Henry. So she was like, Henry, Henry. So in the night, blind Henry comes down the road from our house, which was like over a mile away in this rural country, Mississippi, and helps my grandmother put him back to bed. And they put a chair underneath the doorknob and tied some tin cans around the chair. And that's the way I slept until I left Mississippi. And I always slept waiting to hear the cans move. And I didn't know until reading that article about the principal not putting the chains on the door. Oh, those were the chains on the door. The tin cans is what made me feel unsafe sleeping. And why in my mid-30s, I was terrified being alone at night, even though I had a doorman and I had security. And, you know, I tell the story of literally one night being alone, Stedman not there, getting up and going to check myself in a hotel because I felt safer in the hotel than being in my home.
Right. So our nervous systems, really, we're sort of, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I'm sort of geared for activation because of having so many adverse childhood experiences. And so I know that a lot of my life, I kind of tiptoed around going, am I safe now? Am I safe now? Is this safe? Is that safe? And it's sort of the same thing. And the body remembers the feeling more than the mind or the thoughts remember the event, really, because the body gets traumatized.
Right, right, right.
It lasts. It has echoes. And then you think, oh my God, I finally dealt with this and everything's pretty cool now. I'm feeling pretty good. And then, you know, you get re-triggered again. And it's like, wow, I thought I had passed that already. You know, do you still feel echoes of it today?
I don't feel echoes because I think, you know, actually writing what happened to you with Dr. Perry clarified so many things for me. You know, for years, I felt like I got sent away to Milwaukee just as I was turning 6 and was going into kindergarten. And why did my grandmother do that? What happened? Well, I came to understand that my grandmother became ill. There was an accident and she could no longer take care of me. So I got sent away. And for years, I resented that. And suddenly in the writing of What Happened to You, I realized, oh, if I hadn't been sent from apartheid, segregated Mississippi just before I started school, I would have been in one of those schools sitting in a classroom being taught that I was less than the other students because of the color of my skin. And it happened just at the moment that I was supposed to move and go into kindergarten. And as it happened, I've told the story. One of my favorite stories is walking into kindergarten. My grandma didn't really know how to read, but she knew the Bible. And so she taught me about Jesus. And I knew a lot of big words. So the very first day of kindergarten, I walk in with a mixed classroom of Black kids and white kids. And I felt no inferiority whatsoever. I felt actually superior because I wrote my kindergarten teacher a letter saying, Dear Miss New, I do not belong here. I know a lot of big words. And I wrote every Bible term. I wrote Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, all of it. She takes me to the principal's office and says, who wrote this? And they make me write it again. And then I got moved to the first grade. So none of that would have happened if I had been sitting in a Mississippi school with, you know, my brown skin and being taught by, you know, in a culture that just saw you as less than. I would have had a very different attitude because I'm very susceptible to other people's opinion and certainly was at that age. It's the reason why I now know I was sexually assaulted because I had no boundaries. I was always just trying to please whatever grown-up or authority figure was around me so I wouldn't have to get a whipping. So I now know that that moment of being sent away was really my rescue.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. Like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Paid by Up-Level Rewards. Paid participation required. Actor portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
So many of us grew up with being beat.
Oh, whooped. You bet,
the,
man.
You know, an inch of our hide. And
my mom preferred wire hangers and belts, and she would snap the belt and say, Laura McKenzie Phillips, snap! And I would just start shaking. It was terrifying.
And it's not only terrifying, Brad and Mac, it's so humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing a show years later, and we were talking about this idea, do you spank your kids? I remember a Black woman standing up in the audience, because it's certainly a part of the Black culture. And I never knew that white kids ever got hit. I thought, you know, white kids were just what I saw on television. Leave it to Beaver's mom, never hit him. Mm-hmm. Beaver's mom. So... And I remember saying, and this woman says, well, how are you going to have good kids if you don't whip them? And I said, well, what if I just hit you right now? She goes, well, I would hit you back. And I said, but even if you hit me back, what would you feel because you were hit? Even if I didn't hurt you, what would you feel? And she said, shame. Yes. And that, imagine being four and five. When I now look at little four-year-olds and five-year-olds and you just can't imagine putting a as you say, a belt and, or a lash, or for me,
or
it was
an
like
extension
little,
cord
or an extension cord,
or
branches.
Rod.
And what being hit one time does to your psyche, not to mention it's a regular thing. You know, if you mess up in any way, and sometimes
you're going to get it.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it. And what that teaches you about yourself. You know, one of the things Dr. Perry says in this book, you don't get what you need from your parents. Number one, you don't get the respect that you know innately that you deserve. It changes who you are.
That's so right. You get the idea that you are bad. You are inherently wrong.
That's right. So because you see yourself through the eyes of those who care about you. They are reflecting back your identity to you. And so, you know, most importantly, though, what struck me is what he says, I think, in this book about it's 0 to 2 months, that if in the first 2 months you don't get what you need, your cries are not answered, there's chaos, there's disruption, there's, you know, so much dysfunction around you, your brain doesn't form, the synapse in your brain doesn't form the same as it does for other people. And that 0 to 2 months, crucial, because that's, we all know, you're just malleable, you're just taking everything in. And so many times I have interviewed parents, women, who were in the midst of domestic violence in their relationships, who always would say, when the kids get older, I'm going to move out. When the kids get older, when in fact, most of the damage has already been done by the time that child is six. And so when you, particularly what Dr. Perry explains is when you don't have the language to explain whatever the trauma is that's happening to you, it becomes embedded in a different way than when you do have the language to say, oh, this is what happened to me. So you carry it. It never, ever goes away. It is always there.
What have been the most significant tools then that you've used to reframe trauma in your own life as through this process?
Speaking the truth, mm-hmm. I think for everyone who is listening to us right now, it begins with what you're doing at Breathe, what you're doing with all the work that the both of you are doing. It begins with being able to say, this is what happened.
Yes.
And that you are not defined by the thing that happened, but to be able to acknowledge that what happened did indeed happen. You know, Bruce says so often people talk about this idea of resilience and, oh, kids will get over it. They're resilient. Kids will get over it. They're resilient. Mm-mm. When in fact, we should be looking at resilience not like a Nerf ball, like you don't just automatically bounce back, but looking at it as though it's a hanger, a bent hanger that you're using to try to get something out of a drain or whatever. You can bend that hanger and it can be resilient enough to be able to hang something on it after you've bent it, but the dents and indentions, the impressions that were made from the bending, are still there. And it is the same with all of us. We have been bent through this pandemic. We have been put through a lot of grief, whether you lost a loved one or not, just grieving your life as you knew it, grieving not being able to go to school for so many kids, grieving not being able to be with your loved ones, grieving not being able to be hugged or touched.
Yes.
And there needs to be an acknowledgement of what we have now come through. This time we start moving out of being restricted and being masked, there needs to be an acknowledgement of what did that mean for me and my life.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Paid by Up-Level Rewards. Paid participation required after portrayal.
Attention all listeners. Are you ready to earn $750? Well, get ready, because I'm about to introduce you to GetMy750.com, the ultimate way to earn. Here's the scoop. Instead of just streaming shows or playing games on your phone for nothing, you have the chance to earn additional cash. That's right. From trying out new subscriptions to playing your favorite mobile games, you can get extra cash in your pocket. Simply sign up at GetMy750.com and follow the instructions to start earning immediately. So, what are you waiting for? Turn your favorite apps into real cash with GetMy750.com. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to earn rewards for things you're already doing on your phone. Check out GetMy750.com today. That's right. Get started right now at GetMy750.com. Just go to GetMy750.com. Or Google Get My 750 Cash. Follow the simple instructions and get your $750. That's GetMy750.com. GetMy750.com.
What I know is that this pandemic, being isolated because of COVID, has put a magnifying glass on all of our lives. It's intensified what is already there. I often say that is also the case with fame, as you know, Matt, is that, you know, fame doesn't change who you are. It changes other people's perception of who you are. And it's like having a big magnifying glass on your life constantly. And so I feel that what the pandemic did was intensify,
yes,
to the 10th power, every feeling that you were going through. So anything that you had is multiplied at least to the 10th power. And for some, even more than that, because, you know, to be in a position where you have been able to take care of yourself, take care of your family, continue to work, and now suddenly thrown into a space where you can't even do that. And now you're supposed to manage your kids and keep the house going
and be the teacher. Yeah, exactly.
It has been overwhelming for people. So back to your question, Brad, of how I have managed for myself in terms of past traumas. I was saved by my voice. I was saved by being willing to share my stories early on. And so I had my therapy in front of everybody. And literally, it was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. The very first time it happened, I was doing a show in Baltimore called People Are Talking, and a woman came on and was talking about her sexual abuse. It was like my story mirrored, and I could not believe it. I sat there completely numb and couldn't even speak up. I went into the green room afterwards and I said to her, that's my story. You just told my story. It was my uncle too. And then it was somebody else. And then it was somebody else. I have the same story. And she said, why didn't you say something? And I said, I couldn't, because I'm on TV. And she said, well, I'm on TV. And so I thought, wow, I just didn't have the, it was the first time at age 22, it ever occurred to me that there was another human being on earth that had also been sexually assaulted and raped at 9. So the next time it happened, I remember telling that story. Coming to Chicago, Brett, I had a great attorney who said, tell me everything that's ever happened so that we're not surprised by some scandal later on. So I told him about the sexual assault. And he said, never tell that story. You don't want that story out there.
Yeah, I've been told that too. You don't want that story out there. I've been told that too.
Yeah. And so the next time it happened on television, somebody was sharing their story, I just said, me too. That also happened to me. Hmm. And when I did that, the floodgates opened. I'm telling you, it's like one of those moments where the trajectory of what that show could be in people's lives changed, because it was such a vulnerable moment for me. And exposing that part of myself,
yes,
allowed other people to see something in themselves. And I'm telling you, just thousands, and this is in the days of snail mail, so just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of letters from people saying, me too, me, me too, too, me too, me too, me too. And so we then started doing shows about it. So over the course of, the Oprah show, we did, 250 shows about sexual assault and abuse.
Mm, yeah. Yep.
That isolation, though, of the assault closet, where we're told don't talk about that either because the perpetrator is a person in power or the family needs something from that person, as is often the case. You know, I wonder, Mac, do you have any regret about going public with your story? I wonder, do you ever have tinges of regret, Oprah?
I don't have regret growing public with my story. What I do regret is that, well, and it's not even a regret, because America taught me something. After I appeared on your show, Oprah, America taught me that I could not possibly have consented. It was something that I learned from my readers and from my people who said they were just literally tearing their hair out when I used the word consensual. And I had to face the fact that I had been groomed. And that I had mistaken consent for lifelong grooming. And so I wouldn't necessarily call it a regret, because it was a real learning experience for me. And I got to see the power and the strength. I mean, one woman said, honey, you didn't ask for an army, but you got one now. And I'll never forget that. And so regret is probably a very strong word. Maybe I would have gone about it slightly differently with my family. But I think,
Didn't your family just nearly, I heard your family had a very terrible reaction.
Oh, yeah, it was really brutal. But, in the many years, probably 13 years since then, maybe something like that, mm-hmm. I am close with my family again, and they're very loving. And it's changed back to a manageable relationship. It'll never be exactly what it was, but it's not.
Can they now see that it was groomed? I mean, yes, when it starts at an early age, it's so difficult for people. I tried in so many ways to get people to understand it. Your story, hundreds and hundreds of other stories. And I remember when I first started sharing that, one of the reasons why children don't tell, because if the molester is any good, he is going to make the child, he or she is going to make the child feel like they were a part of it. That's what a good molester does, is makes you feel like you were part of it. And it wasn't until I actually started interviewing the molesters myself. I've interviewed,
That's the hard part, is when you're interviewing. I've seen some of those interviews with you, and it's
yes. And it was one day where I was interviewing a molester, and molester said, told me and the entire audience how he groomed his stepdaughter, that he tried, that it was like a 6-month process just to get, he started playing games and then playing different games and then different games of where you could touch and then different games where you come have body contact. And then actually one day decided, I'm going to go for her breasts and I'm going to see if I get a reaction. And if I don't get a reaction, then I will go in deeper. And he got a reaction from this 13-year-old girl and then goes, whoa, what are you talking about? I wasn't doing anything. He said, I went to the wife, which I always hate it when men objectify their wives. I went to the wife and said to her, she got all upset and I was only playing. And he says, and I did that to try to cover my tracks. And I never touched her again, but moved on to her sister.
We all end up feeling complicit in some way. And that complicity that we end up feeling, or that I ended up feeling, is just like that early childhood trauma that resonates and echoes throughout a lifetime. And the work to quiet that echo and put sound baffles up that allow you to have freedom in your own path is magical and painful and redemptive. And it's something else to have the balls to go out there and interview the perpetrators, because that is, you know, most people really want to hear someone talk to the victim, you know? Yeah.
Well, the perpetrators actually say, help me.
That's how we learn, like, profiling for serial killers is interviewing the perpetrator, right? It's so amazing.
The perpetrator, you know, in all the years, Mac and Brad, that I had been saying to people, you know, it's not your fault. You're not your fault. You know, that's the standard line we all get. It's not your fault. I still, at 40 something years old, in the back of my mind went, yeah, I know it's not my fault, but I did let him tickle me.
Right.
I know it's my fault, but when he tickled me, I was laughing. And then when he started to put his hand on my knee, I kept laughing. I know it's not my fault, but if I hadn't let him tickle me, I didn't understand until interviewing the molesters that the tickling was all a part of it.
That's right.
That was a strategy. That was the plan. So when that guy said that it was he had a six months plan. Whew. And that he started out playing games and games that where there was no touching or no contact, and then gradually moved into games where there was contact, and then games where there was more contact, and then there was more contact where I can actually rub up against your breast. It wasn't until then that I went, oh, I get it.
Yep.
Oh, that whole day had been planned. That whole day, that was a strategy to get me, my 9-year-old self, in the bed and to have the tickling and the ice cream and the whole thing. So there's a lot of benefit from being able to talk to people for how they do it and why they do it. I know everybody now, all the focus is on the victims, but I learned a lot from that process. And I think our audiences did.
I know also. They did. And I got to tell you that what you're doing with Dr. Perry and what you're doing with what you're saying right now, it helps us learn that the shame is not mine to carry.
Right.
You know? That it's not mine to carry. And you know what? You can take your shame back. Take your shame back, because it's not mine to carry. You know, and it's a heavy, it's like carrying a rock around in a backpack, you know, and you carry it for so many years until you're just like, set me free, man, set me free. And talking about it and understanding where it comes from and why we carry it and the idea that we were complicit, it's really freeing to say, oh, this isn't even mine to carry. I give it back.
Well, to be able to say, this is what happened to me.
Yes.
This is not who I am.
Right.
But this is what happened to me. And because that happened to me, I had certain feelings about going into relationships. I was apprehensive. It took me a long time to trust. It took me a long time to actually be intimate with someone.
Yes.
And not just, you know, have sex, but just to be able to open myself up to someone in such a way that I believed I could trust you to see the real me. And vice versa. So I think that, you know, coming back to that question of what happened to you is essential in moving your life forward. You know, one of the best things I ever heard someone say to me is, I had been doing interviews for a movie back in 1998 for the movie Beloved. And I interviewed with this reporter who said that I interviewed you 10 years ago. And you know what? You're really just the same person. You just become more of who you are. And I said, wow, I'm going to put that on my tombstone, because I think that's really what everybody is striving to be.
Yes.
And that is more of who you are.
Yes.
And one of the things we talk about in What Happened to You is the fact that all of your post-traumatic wounds, if you're open to allow yourself to step out of your history and have the willingness and desire and the courage to move your life forward, you can turn those wounds into wisdom, literally. So using your post-traumatic wounds to create post-traumatic wisdom for yourself. And that is why I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, because I think everything that happened to me, every one of those whippings that I could not explain to my 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 year old brain, has created more empathy for other people.
Yes.
Every single, you know, having come through sexual abuse, rape as a child, has opened me to such compassion for other young girls who are in homes where they are, you know, being tormented. That's the first thing I thought about when we had to shut down back in March. March 16th God, was for us. I just thought, how are these kids who are being tormented going to survive this?
Now they're captive.
How are these kids?
Yes.
How are they going to survive it? So wouldn't take nothing, because what happened to you can actually become your greatest superpower if you let it.
Oh, and you got to let it, because it changed my life. Walking into my truth and standing tall in it has been very meaningful for me. And it's been very meaningful working with clients here at Breathe and bringing my truth and my story with me everywhere I go. So that's incredible. You know, I just want to say one thing. Oprah, have you ever heard the song I Am Light by India Arie?
Oh, I love it. Okay, good.
Because
ever
as you were talking, I'm going, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. This is I Am Light by India Arie, spoken by Oprah.
So beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
And I know this to be true, Oprah, using a phrase that you taught me. You've been giving people tools to live their best lives for so long, and seeing this book and the trauma lens and sort of a how-to to practice resilience and healing in a book form that only you can make accessible, I think, to more people. You know, it's giving such a wide audience an opportunity at what neuroscience tells us about how we can recover. So thank you for that. You know, I love you for being here with us today, but also for the work that you do and how much you mean to our family.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you on behalf of Dr. Perry. You know, in the beginning, I was so concerned because we had hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of conversations, and then converting those conversations into book form. And many times, which we've taken out of the book, I'd say, explain that again. Could you explain it again in eighth grade English? Can you explain it again in eighth grade English? So I think being able to create a book with a neuroscientist who explains the brain in a way that people can get it, I think that to me means that we're moving in the right direction. And I'm very, very, very excited that people get to see themselves and begin to ask themselves that question, what happened to you?
I can't thank you enough for joining us today, Oprah Winfrey.
Well, thank you for Make It Happen. Thank you.
Really,
thank you both.
Really beautiful thing.
Thank you, Mac. I've never called you Mac before.
I know. It's always been Mackenzie. Thank you, Oprah.
Yes. Thank you, Brad.
You're welcome. What Happened to You? Available everywhere books are sold.
That was amazing. Everybody, please run out and get Oprah and Dr. Bruce Perry's book, What Happened to You? It's available everywhere books are sold. And I just want to thank you all for joining us today for this very special episode of America Recovers.
Thanks, Mac. I was a little nervous to talk with Oprah at first because she's Oprah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just reminded myself that, you know, the work that we do at Breathe Life Healing Center is right in this lane. We're at the forefront of, you know, suffering and trauma, and also the beautiful recovery of resilience. So with that in mind, I thought I would choose my wise words to end the show today with these words from Oprah. Breathe. Let go. And remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. New episodes drop every Tuesday, friends. Onward we go.
We'd like to thank you for joining us for another episode of our podcast, America Recovers. As always, we'd like to thank our partners at Westbrook Audio and Scott Sanders Productions. Original music for America Recovers has been created by Calvin Linderman.
Our podcast is engineered by the fabulous Josh Falcon, and audio is mixed and edited by Fitz Harris. Hey, change is easier than you think.
America Recovers is our podcast to help our listeners embrace change in their lives. If you have a true emergency or need immediate attention, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.